attacked but didn't kill would be sick and cramped for several days, perhaps longer. If the usual percentages held, then nearly 1,000 of the villagers would fall into that category. When we leave tomorrow, we'll have the Kolos carry them. If we can get to the canal, then we can probably fit most of them on the barges. Vin didn't like feeling exposed. She'd spent her childhood hiding in corners, her adolescence playing the silent nighttime assassin. So it was incredibly difficult not to feel exposed while traveling with 5,000 tired villagers along one of the Southern Dominance's most obvious routes. She walked a short distance away from the townspeople, she never rode, and tried to find something to distract herself from thinking about the deaths the evening before. Unfortunately, Elland was riding with Fatrin and the other town leaders, busy trying to smooth relations. That left her alone. Except for her single Kolos. The massive beast lumbered beside her. She kept it close, partially out of convenience. She knew it would make the villagers keep their distance from her. As willing as she was to be distracted, she didn't want to deal with those betrayed, frightened eyes. Not right now. Nobody understood the Kolos, least of all Vin. She'd discovered how to control them using the hidden elemantic trigger. Yet during the 1,000 years of the Lord Ruler's reign, he had kept the Kolos separated from mankind, letting very little be known about them beyond their brutal prowess in battle and their simple, bestial nature. Even now, Vin could feel her Kolos tugging at her, trying to break free. It didn't like being controlled. It wanted to attack her. It could not, fortunately. She controlled it and would continue to do so, whether awake or asleep, burning metals or not, unless someone stole the beast from her. Even linked as they were, there was so much Vin didn't understand about the creatures. She looked up and found the Kolos staring at her with its blood-red eyes. Its skin was stretched tight across its face, the nose pulled completely flat. The skin was torn near the right eye, and a jagged rip ran down to the corner of its mouth, letting a flap of blue skin hang free, exposing the red muscles and bloodied teeth below.
"Don't look at me," the creature said, speaking in a sluggish voice.
Its words were slurred, partially from the way its lips were pulled.
"What?"
Vin asked.
"You don't think I'm human," the Kolos said, speaking slowly, deliberately, like the others she had heard.
It was like they had to think hard between each word.
"You aren't human," Vin said. "You're something else."
"I will be human," the Kolos said. "We will kill you, take your cities. Then we will be human."
Vin shivered. It was a common theme among Kolos. She'd heard others make similar remarks. There was something very chilling about the flat, emotionless way the Kolos spoke of slaughtering people.
"They were created by the Lord Ruler," she thought. "Of course they're twisted as he was."
"What is your name?"
she asked the Kolos. It continued to lumber beside her. Finally, it looked at her.
"Human."
"I know you want to be human," Vin said. "What is your name?"
"That is my name, Human. You call me Human."
Vin frowned as they walked. That almost seemed clever. She'd never taken the opportunity to talk to Kolos before. She'd always assumed that they were of a homogeneous mentality, just the same stupid beast repeated over and over.
"All right, Human," she said, curious. "How long have you been alive?"
He walked for a moment, so long that Vin thought he had forgotten the question. Finally, however, he spoke.
"Don't you see my bigness?"
"Your bigness, your size?"
Human just kept walking.
"So you all grow at the same rate?" He didn't answer. Vin shook her head, suspecting that the question was too abstract for the beast.
I'm bigger than some, human said. Smaller than some, but not very many. That means I am old.
Another sign of intelligence, she thought, raising an eyebrow. From what Vin had seen of other Koloss, human's logic was impressive.
I hate you, human said after a short time walking. I want to kill you, but I can't kill you.
No, Vin said. I won't let you.
You're big inside. Very big.
Yes, Vin said.
Human, where are the girl Koloss? The creature walked several moments.
Girl?
Like me, Vin said.
We're not like you, he said. We're big on the outside only.
No, Vin said. Not my size, my...
How did one describe gender? Short of stripping, she couldn't think of any methods. So she decided to try a different tactic.
Are there baby Koloss?
Baby?
Small ones, Vin said.
The Koloss pointed toward the marching Koloss army.
Small ones, he said, referring to some of the 5-foot-tall Koloss.
Smaller, Vin said.
None smaller.
Koloss reproduction was a mystery that, to her knowledge, nobody had ever cracked. Even after a year spent fighting with the beasts, she'd never found out where new ones came from. Whenever Ellen's Koloss armies grew too small, she and he stole new ones from the Inquisitors. Yet it was ridiculous to assume that the Koloss didn't reproduce. She'd seen Koloss camps that weren't controlled by an Allomancer, and the creatures killed each other with fearful regularity. At that rate, they would have killed themselves off after a few years. Yet they had lasted for 10 centuries. That implied a very quick rise from child to adult, or so Sazed and Elland seemed to think. They hadn't been able to confirm their theories, and she knew their ignorance frustrated Elland greatly, especially since his duties as emperor left him little time for the studies he'd once enjoyed so much.
If there are none smaller, Vin asked, then where do new Koloss come from?
New Koloss come from us, human finally said.
From you? Vin asked, frowning as